The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, from season 6 of American Idol, Melinda Doolittle.
He's never not shown up. I have so many examples in my life. Like, if I just look back a week, you know, he just always shown up, and it is not necessarily in my timing, but it's in his timing, which is always perfect. But it's taught me to
love. Hi, everybody. I'm Tammy Trent, and this is Randy Robison, and welcome to Life Today. Today's guest, well, you might know her from American Idol, but I know her from hanging around my pool in Nashville, Tennessee, having girl time together. She's beautiful. She's loving. She's deeply caring. She's charming. She's hilarious. And she loves Jesus. So welcome with me, Melinda Doolittle.
Hi.
I love you, girl.
I love you.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Love you, too.
Oh, well.
For sure.
Oh, that's right. I'll Randy's here, too. We've got girl talking.
Yep. Right. I'd come to Nashville and hang it, but you don't want that, no.
No.
So I'm curious, because you've been on the program here before with us, and it's great to have you back.
Thank you.
A lot of people will remember you from, what, 2007 American Idol?
2007.
What's been going on with you lately?
I got old.
No.
I got very old.
You hide it well.
You know, it has been the craziest career. Just the things that I never dreamt would happen. Like, I mean, I have been to Carnegie Hall and the White House and done all of these huge things, traveled the world, and that all happened like in the first 5 years. it just happens so quickly on a show like that, that it has truly been like God meeting dreams that I never knew I had, you know? And it's been a beautiful journey.
Well, okay. Hmm. I know a lot of you guys that are doing the type of thing you do, COVID just shut you down. Did you get?
Oh, for sure. Everything stopped. My last show was, I believe, March 12th of 2020.
Oh, that was like right at it.
So, I mean, I was cutting it to the wire. And I was like, remember being in the airport where everyone was in masks and everybody was like, stay away from me because I don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this does not look good.
Right.
But that was when we thought we were going to be home for 2 weeks. You know?
That's right.
So I knew that there were more shows coming up and all of that. And then everything just stopped. And it stopped indefinitely, really. Mm-hmm. And it gave me some time to be like, okay, God, what's next? Like, is this what I want to wait on? Mm. How long will I be waiting? Like, what does that look like? So the COVID years, they were not the easiest, but they were a gift that I just have to, at this point, find something to be grateful for in it, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
I'm not, obviously, you don't want people to be sick. You don't want to see death. And I'm always looking for how God is going to show up in these areas of devastation. And he truly has shown up for me and just kind of showing me what else is in me. What else is there?
What else is in you right now? You talk about 2020 shut everything down.
Mm-hmm.
Music was set aside. Life stopped as you knew it. So where are you now as we're walking into another new year? Do you feel like you're on that same path, or do you feel like you're saying, truly, God, what is next for me? I want to do more than just music, possibly.
It's that.
It is me saying,
like, Lord, what are you doing? Because I love being home. I've been on the road for 25 years. The longest I was ever home was 5 weeks, and that was because I had surgery. So I was never home over 2 weeks. I just was on the road from the get-go. And so I got home, and I was like, oh, look, I have a living room. I can unpack things. I can live here and just see what's next. And so I started thinking, like, normally career-wise, everything felt like it was coming my direction. Everything was about me. Every interview was about me.
Right.
And I thought, can I do something that's about somebody else? Like, what what would that look like? And there's this organization called People Loving Nashville in our city, and they work with people who are unhoused, people who are looking for housing, people who have just gotten in housing but are having a hard time keeping it. And it has been everything to me. I now do it 3 days a week. I was there last night.
Were you? Oh my goodness.
It is truly, I've met some of the most amazing human beings, and seeing the world through their eyes, and seeing not just how they're suffering or lacking, but the joy that they have in spite of it, and how they have hope in spite of it, and how we get to be a part of the solution is just, it's absolutely beautiful. One day I will find something that does bring an income this way, but I love what I'm doing in the meantime. It has truly been the hugest blessing to me.
Is that a scary place for you to be, even spiritually, where you're like, all I've ever known really is music and bringing joy through music. Mm-hmm. But now you're kind of heading down a different road. You're still bringing joy to people, but in an entirely different way. And also asking God, though, to provide for you somehow through so much volunteer work that you're doing. Is that a scary place to be? And how do you trust God when there's so many unanswered questions for you right now?
Absolutely, it's scary. Mm. But my trust in God is because He has always shown up. Mm. He's never not shown up. I have so many examples in my life. Like, if I just look back a week, you know, He just has always shown up. And it is not necessarily in my timing, but it's in His timing, which is always perfect. So I do have this, like, unexplainable peace right now. And I think, you know, the Bible says that we will have that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why I have peace in this moment, but I just know He's taking care of me. I just do. Mm-hmm. And so there's no question.
Love that.
You have an updated version of Beyond Me, yes?
Yes, sir.
Which is a wonderful book.
Thank you.
One of the things that you talked about, and I'm curious how this has worked out over the years, is not just this fear or apprehension that we have. I mean, you're going on American Idol, you're going to be nervous, there's going to be some fear, you know.
Right.
You're stepping out in faith in ways, and you're stepping out with your faith. There's a lot of places, but you talk about a paralyzing fear.
Yes. There's a chapter in the book entitled Do It Afraid. Mm-hmm. And the reason it's entitled that is because fear, at its very worst, stops you. Mm. It just stops you in its tracks, you know? And you can't, it's like you can't even move.
Right.
And I remember a time getting ready to go on stage for Idol and thinking, like, I got this, you know, I have it. But it was J-Lo week, and she had told me how to, like, really walk real nice down the stairs. And I was like, this is not going to go well.
Yeah.
And I panicked right before it was time.
Did you?
And they literally had to start the song twice. Because I, in my rehearsal, the dress rehearsal, because my feet would not move. Like, I was like, I cannot do this.
Mm.
So fear, a lot of times, has paralyzed me and stopped me from kind of going after what's in my heart.
Mm.
And so the thought is, like, if you can just take the first step, even in the midst of the fear, God meets you there.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's that we don't even take that step. So I think that's probably the most important.
Yeah. So are you experiencing some of that again, where you're kind of expanding your borders, right? A little prayer Jabez thing going on? Yeah.
I think being older, I just turned 45 last month.
Oh, and you're young. You're young.
I'll say that that's young. but getting into my 40s has shown me, you know, that even when I'm afraid, God is there.
Yeah.
So while this is a scary time, I'm not like, oh no, I'm not gonna try to move.
You're not paralyzed.
I'm at a point now where I'm like, let's try it all. Like, let's just try everything.
Yes.
Meet me here,
and
let's find out what works.
Yes,
so
I
am in a different place kind of in my heart and mentally right now.
You say dream big, pray hard, and be prepared.
Yes. Okay, I'm a huge dreamer. I'm an only child, so I have a huge imagination because I just had to learn how to come up with things to play, you know? So I have a really big imagination, and my favorite verse is Ephesians 3:20, now unto him who is able to do beyond anything you can ask, think, or even imagine. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine some of the biggest things in the world. So I feel like God has met me in places where he has taken my dreams and just God-sized them. Mm-hmm. I love singing outdoors to crowds, and I love like singing to audiences that may not speak English. And so we got asked to go to Tunisia one time as part of the U.S. Embassy to be ambassadors for the U.S. Wow. And we did this festival in the middle of an old Roman Colosseum. Wow. And as it started, like the music started, and I remember being backstage saying, God, I couldn't have even dreamt this. Like I thought outside and I thought, let me sing to people who don't speak English. But this, that's not what I thought. But I'm prepared. I'm ready. I'm ready to walk through this door because I've dreamt enough, mm-hmm. and I've spent time with you, mm-hmm. having conversation with you, mm-hmm. and that means I'm prepared to walk through this door.
It. Right. I am looking forward to seeing what God does in your life, because when you say that I'm just going to take that next step, and I'm not going to be afraid, because I know one God that you'll meet me there. You always do. You always provide. So I have to trust in that, even in the unknown of my life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I admire so much about you. You're a giver. You're not a taker. You constantly give and pour into people's life, and you're looking all around you for a need. Where is there a need, and where can I plug into that? And I think when we have a heart like that to serve and to pour into people's lives, it takes our eyes off ourselves. Yeah. Right? And it puts it on somebody else. And I think in those moments, that's when I at least have always found great fulfillment.
Yes.
So you will find great fulfillment. God will provide every need you have. He never has not done that in your life. So whatever those next steps look like for you, I pray that any fear that comes at you or tries to attach itself to you, that it would just be broken and that you'd be able to move like you've never moved before into a brand new season in your life. And may it be filled with abundance and great things and more than anything, just great joy that can only come from the Father that knows you better than anybody knows you. Come on.
I love you. That's the thing. Yes. Every time you talk about joy, every time you've spoken about it today, at the end of the day, the one thing I know for sure is that I'm here to bring some joy.
Yes.
Like, so I'm like, how do I be just a joy dealer wherever I go? Whether it's singing, whether it's meeting someone where they are, whatever that need might be, how do I bring joy to the situation? Yeah. And so that, thank you.
You're welcome.
I need to hear that.
And it's a huge gift. People, we need more joy in life.
I think it would bring some joy if you would sing a song for our audience. Are you willing to do that?
No. Of course. I would love to.
We'd love to hear you.
Thank you.
It'd be awesome.
When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. I wish I was home. I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing. When that makes the tall grass bend into leaning, suddenly the raindrops that fall have a meaning, sprinkling makes it all clear. Maybe there's a chance for me to go back now that I have some direction. It would sure be nice to be back home where there's love and affection. And just maybe convince time to slow up, giving me enough time in my life to grow up. Time, be my friend. Let me start again. Suddenly my world's gone and changed its face, but I still know where I'm going. I have had my mind spun around in space, and yet I've watched it growing. And I know you're listening, God, so please don't make it hard to know if we should believe the things that we see. Tell us, should we try and stay? Should we run away? Or would it be better just to let things be? Living here in this brand new world might be a fantasy. Oh, but it's taught me to love. So it's
honestly, like, honestly, I'm almost without words, for real. Like, I can't believe you're tone deaf.
Correct.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Unbelievable. So unbelievable. And you're my friend. Right?
I got you.
I know. I honestly, Melinda, I know you're going through this season of asking God what's next. But when you sing, it just changes the atmosphere. And God has given you a gift, and I know that you'll be able to put that puzzle together. God will give you all the right answers and all the right seasons and time. I can't imagine music ever being removed from your life in any way. You have a gift of music. You have a gift of song that brings joy, that brings life, and life more abundantly. So I'll be praying for you and cheering you on in my own little corner to yours, and just asking God to really be there for you as you walk out these next seasons of your life, my friend.
Thank you. I truly believe, like, music can't go away.
Right.
Obviously. And that song in particular is one that just speaks to, like, finding home in different places, like the world changing around you and finding how you fit there and what it looks like and how it may be different and how sometimes we go kicking and screaming, but it's still a beautiful place.
Yeah.
So I have a question. Is it, so you mentioned your age, so.
Yes, 45.
That's on you. That's not on me.
Okay. It's not on you.
But what would 45-year-old Melinda maybe say to that Melinda who was thinking about going on American Idol all those years ago? What did you learn?
Don't do it. No, I'm kidding. I think I'm one of those people that loves no regrets. Like, and I think I just let her learn. I learned so much in that experience that I was kind of glad I didn't know what I was walking into. I was glad that I just had to approach it and let God show up with me and get through the experience, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't think I would, I truly don't believe I'd want it to happen any other way. I love taking adventures with God and just seeing what happens, you know? Yeah. And that was sure a huge adventure. And so I'm really grateful for how it worked out. I think I would just tell her, like, you know, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
She might have handled it a little better if she knew that.
But back to your point about the paralyzing fear, just take that step, even if you're nervous about it, and God will meet you.
Just do it.
I love it. Right. I love it. And you know what? That's what we ask you guys to do when we reach out across the world. With Water for Life right now, we say, would you take that first step with us? Because God meets us when we all come together and we take that step. And it changes lives, Tammy. You know it. You've seen it.
I know it firsthand, Randy.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look. I want people to see you in the field and the impact that you guys watching can have when you take that step today.
Yeah.
The most precious thing for these mothers in Burundi are their families, particularly the next generation of children. Tammy Trent spoke to several mothers whose children have died from waterborne diseases. The impact of their stories caused Tammy to reflect upon her own losses.
I lost my husband in a scuba diving accident. He was killed. I lost my grandmother to cancer, and I lost a niece in a bicycle accident. Never once have I ever thought of losing anybody that I love because of the water that they're drinking. These precious children have just led me to their only water source right here in this village. When I think about it, it represents generations. I think about their grandparents that drank from this water. I think about their parents that are drinking from this water. And I think about these little ones that are drinking from this water, fighting for life with every sip that they take. And then I think about the generations to come. How many more will have to live, try to live, off of this only water source here? Many in this village have already died. We've heard the stories. My heart has been broken. And the beautiful thing is, for me, is that I've traveled all over the world with Life Outreach, all over the world, and I have seen a solution. I've been there when water has come up from the ground, from a well that we've drilled. So I know that it works. I know that we could come in here and we could drill them a well that will actually change then the generations to come. I don't know about you, but that's something I want to be a part of, that kind of thing. I want to be a part of bringing life. I want to be a part of bringing hope. I want to be a part of planting seeds for generations to come. And we can do that today. We can do it together by coming in here and drilling them a well. I am always, always taken back when I look back at the places I've been and the stories we've told, the reality of the hardship, but the hope that clean water can bring to these families, these villages, and especially these little children. I always pray that God would give me a heart and the right words to share, to tell you of a great need that is taking place today, right now. And then to give you an opportunity to join with us, to make a difference, to impact the lives of these families and children for generations to come. It's real. The pain is real, but hope is also real. And what a privilege we've been given to be a part of such kind of hope, to share with the entire world that is in great need, like these families that you've just seen. And so I'm going to ask you today if you would consider joining us, joining this great ministry that is highly respected and filled with integrity and character, to take every penny, every dollar that you sow, we will take it and we will do something magnificent with it. And we will help change the lives for many, many, many children and families. Would you consider doing that today, joining with us, partnering with us? There's so many ways you can do that, so many ways. We're committed this year to drilling 350 wells in 20 nations. For $48, you can provide water for life for 10. For $144, you can help provide water for 30. And for $4,800, we could go in and put a complete well that will provide water for over 1,000 people for a lifetime. I don't know about you, but I want to be on the other side of that, of pain and sorrow. I want to be on the side of hope and life-giving opportunities. So I'm going to ask you today if you'd consider joining with me and the rest of us here and all the other partners that we have at Life Today in making this difference. Let's be the change. Let's make a difference this year, a brand new year filled with great hope and expectation and life-giving water.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you The Birthright. This book is a liberating and life-changing celebration of your birthright as a child of the King. Discover the joy of coming home to your Father's warm embrace. With your gift of $100 or more, we'll also send you the Moments with Him mug set. These two beautifully crafted coffee mugs feature scripture on the side, the perfect way to start your day and reflect on the goodness of God. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I want you to come with me, and I want you to see the reality of what African children face, the hardship that these families face, and the tragedy that results from us not being able to get Mission Water for Life to villages like this in time. They're gonna come down here now into the water here, and you'll see they'll come and collect water from this water source. But just, I mean, before they start picking up that water, just take a look at this water. I mean, the water here is just so dirty. There is no way that I would ever be able to give my children this water, knowing fair well that this water may steal their lives. It's stolen other children in this village's lives, but the reality is they have no option. There is no option here because they don't have a water well. Please. Help us today. Help us save this child, his family's lives, and all the other families in this village by drilling a water well here, by giving the best gift we can give, by giving the gift of water, giving the gift of life.
Please do go online, go to the phones, make the best gift you can. You can make that huge life-saving difference in people's lives today. Melinda, thank you so much. It's been just a pleasure seeing
you
again, hearing you sing, catching up with you. Is there a place where people can kind of keep up with what's going on with you?
It's yes, and it's really difficult. It is melindadoolittle.com.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
That's it.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you guys for watching. Join us again next time here on Life Today.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news with the Life Today social media experience.
Then why are my circumstances not matching up with what you're saying in the Word?
Take back your joy next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.